Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome in. Matty's reaching for a prop. Oh my goodness. I mean, you could have not grabbed a greater prop. Rocky IV prop.
Look at that blood.
Oh, well done. Look at that blood. That's so realistic. Welcome in to another episode of Farm to Fame. I am one of your hosts, Pedro Moilo. That is my captain, Matthew Mass.
Mateo.
And our other host.
You're going bad, yeah.
Kelsey Wingett is in the middle of, I'll send you some photos, but she's in the middle of getting her dentist work done. And if she does make it to the pod, it's going to be quite entertaining, I'm sure, because I think she had the funny gas mask on a little while ago. So we're all kind of fingers crossed that she does make it back and we can get a glimpse of what the dentist did. But she'll be back in a minute. What a massive morning. Maddie, I'm going to let you run away with all the news that we've had this morning. But as a Braves fan, it's pretty epic, I tell you that.
So I don't want to waste any time. I just want to know your... Because this is breaking as we're recording, I don't even think that we know every piece involved yet. What right. are your thoughts, immediate reaction, Sean Murphy and William Contreras?
Well, I already got a text message from Jerry Blevin saying that we are going to love Sean Murphy. He is an unbelievable guy. He said he's got ridiculous pop, gold glove catcher. As far as Contreras goes, I mean... It's going to be a chance for him to catch every day, I would imagine, instead of DHing and not getting a chance to show off the defense that has improved so much over the last 2 years. 2 years ago, all we talked about was the lack of defense and the lack of concentration and all the rest of it. Now, anytime he got behind the plate, we never mentioned his defense. So that, to me, shows the improvement that's already been made. But if he gets a chance to catch every single day, I think the sky's the limit with him. But as far as an instant gain for the Braves, I mean, you can't be mad at that at all.
He also now gets to catch in the same division as his brother Wilson. So that should be exciting. I know that they were both All-Stars this year. And it was like the first time two brothers were both starting or something in an All-Star game. So that's exciting.
Okay, I've got the full trade here from Passan.
Okay.
Atlanta gets Sean Murphy. Big piece. Oakland gets left-hander pitcher Kyle Muller, utility Esteury Ruiz, right-hander pitcher Freddy Tarnok, right-hander pitcher Roybus Solanos, and catcher Manny Pena. Milwaukee gets William Contreras, right-hander pitcher Justin Yeager, who's gross, by the way, and right-hander pitcher Joel Payaps. So that's a massive, massive trade, once again.
And I read five comments on the Passan tweet. Three of them included the word fleeced. One said Braves got fleeced. One said Brewers got fleeced. One said A's got fleeced. So I think that means that it's a fairly even trade if all three of the first five comments said a different team got fleeced.
Every single time this happens, I have the same comment. Everybody's an expert right now. Talk to me in 18 months when we realize what the impact of these trades actually are, because we don't know anything right now. We know, and everybody's giving credit to Talking Jake, which is absolutely outstanding, because Jake was all over it this morning. He said that his balls were twinkling or something like that. I don't know. He said he had a feeling or a sensation in his balls. Yeah. So, well done, Jakey Snake.
Well done, Jake. Did you have an opinion on a Kyle Muller, on a Freddie Tarnok? Were these guys that were obviously Muller's on your radar? Tarnok, I don't know how much he is.
We saw a little bit of him this year. He got another just good prospect that needs a chance to be able to pitch. Muller especially. Muller made some real improvements this year with his breaking pitches and with his control. And he came back and made some really quality spot starts for the Braves this year. So I think, again, like Contreras, if he gets a chance to play on a regular basis, we're going to get a chance to see what he can actually be. Right now, he's been in AAA. He gets a little cup of coffee every now and then and does okay. But give him a full season. Let's see what he's got.
Yeah. Are you excited with Sean Murphy at this point? Are you sitting there saying Dansby is the last piece and we're ready to go?
I'm really excited. I don't think catching was an area that we needed to improve on, but I think when you have 3 years of control now, Darno's only signed through 2023. I think that kind of gives you a backup plan for Darno. He can DH. But I do think that Dansby is the one piece that can really solidify the Braves offseason. And that's really the only moves that they may need to make. They already signed Charlie Morton at the end of the offseason for a bargain price that we're finding out now.
What's the deal with Soroka?
So Soroka signed back. So he's going to be making his way back. I watched him pitch at the end of last year in AAA with a full offseason and spring training. Who knows what happened? But everybody in and outside the organization has got nothing but love and just want to see him get back to somewhere near where he was before it all went down.
But at this point, he's no longer injured? Like, the expectation is he's ready?
No. He's healthy, and he's going to get a chance to prove that he can pitch at this level again.
I mean, I'm not the biggest fan of when people say this, but that could be the biggest piece of the Braves offseason is signing, or at least getting back, Soroka.
So right now, this is the projected lineup for the Atlanta Braves as we speak. Ronald Acuna Jr. leading off, Michael Harris hitting second, Austin Riley hitting third, Matt Olson fourth, Sean Murphy fourth, fifth, Travis Darno, Ozzy Albies, Marcell Ozuna, Vaughn Grissom. The rotations, Fried, Wright, Morton, Strider, Soroka.
I mean, it's up there with the best of them.
It's up there with the best, but you look up and down anywhere in the NL East right now, and it's or even the West. I'm way, way, way too early, but the NL is going to be a shit fight.
Before we dive any further into any of our conversation here, I did just want to thank DraftKings for sponsoring this episode. They are an official sports betting partner of the NFL, and it's my go-to when betting on the NFL this holiday season. They have same-game parlays, it's easy, fast payouts, player prop options, and so much more. Right now, new customers can bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do win. Check this out. Right now, everyone can earn up to 100% boost with DraftKings stepped up same game parlays. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook app, place a same game parlay and combine multiple bets like which team will win, player props, point totals, and more. The more legs you add, the bigger the boost and the bigger your shot to win. Huge. Everybody knows I've been drafting or betting on Villanova basketball. Luckily, that's turned around a little bit, slowly but surely, as Jay Wright is no longer at the helm. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code JohnBoy. Place a $5 bet on any NFL team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code JohnBoy. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. Boom.
Passing. Chris Bassett has just been signed a three-year deal with Toronto.
Chris Bassett to Toronto.
For 3 years, $63 million.
I mean, it makes sense he wasn't going back to the Mets.
Because they have no room, because the blank check is in full effect.
Yeah, talk to me about the Mets.
Well, I mean, do I have to? They are going for it. I mean, it's as simple as that. They are absolutely going for it. They're making every move that you would think that they would want to make. Somebody said that to get through a Major League Baseball season, it's more than just the five starters that you have. So the depth that they've added now in that starting rotation, when you have basically eight quality MLB starters to choose from, there's going to be a frustration period, obviously, for those guys that don't make the initial rotation, who may have to go to AAA or have to spend some time in the bullpen. But I think the NL East is just ridiculous, man.
So at this point, Phillies made moves, Mets made moves, Atlanta is now waking up. Yep. Between all three of those teams, do you have a way too early prediction as to how the season sorts out? Phillies proved that the division probably doesn't really matter anymore. It's about which of those teams can survive the gauntlet of the playoffs.
You're 100% correct. The biggest key for me still is recently married. Congratulations to Dan Swanson. He's the last piece for me. If the Braves can somehow fit Dansby into their plans this year, then I think we are still obviously. And that, I mean, we need a shortstop. We need a shortstop. That's the key. So that's still a piece for me. But I honestly just think it's going to be similar to last year. Everyone's just going to beat each other up until the end of the year.
I don't see a world where all three of those teams aren't making the postseason with the expanded playoff.
But look at Padres. Look at the Dodgers. Look at it's going to be...
Giants are ready to pay.
Giants are ready to pay someone. I feel like they have a $180 million check that they're offering every free agent to see which one will grab it. I feel like they've been in on everyone.
Yes, and I don't remember where I saw this. I think that the Giants and the Twins are the two front runners for Carlos Correa, so maybe he's the guy that takes their check.
I read that this morning too.
Not to continue to just harp on one division. The Mets signed Senga. Red Sox signed Yoshida. Do you have any insight over on the Pacific? The Pacific East Coast?
The Pacific Rim.
Yeah. How's it looking over on the Pacific Rim with those guys?
Look, I'm going to bring in a special guest at some point, maybe this week or next week, who is the head of international scouting with the Dodgers, who's going to have a much better opinion on every one of these guys than I will have. Senga is supposed to be disgusting. The biggest question I'm going to have with anybody that throws a split finger is the adjustment to the Major League Baseballs. This is something that we talk about over here all the time, because there's a difference in the balls they use in the Japanese league and the Korean leagues and the big league baseballs. They're slightly bigger. The seams are a little bit smaller. They're less tacky. And the one pitch that gets affected the most is a split finger fastball. So, and that's one of his go-to pitches. But I saw a video this morning comparing all his arsenal to basically every best pitcher in Major League Baseball. So he's got other ones to rely on as well. Just it's going to be a wait and see with those guys.
Well, what it is a Yankees pod, some say. Can you just give
me Are you happy with the Yankees season so far?
Yankees off season?
Yeah.
I mean, I've said that they brought back the most experienced free agent of the offseason in Brian Cashman, check.
Yeah.
They brought back the MVP, check. Between the experience and the MVP, I don't know what more you'd want. But I was going to ask you your current thoughts on Rodon. If you had a lean one way or another, if you think it's the Yankees, because obviously I follow certain accounts that are ready for Rodon at this point.
Well, I'm not going to say or predict, but I just think that wherever he goes changes that whole team. That's the impact of a quality starter that can have. Once every 5 days, penning in someone like that, it just changes the mentality of the guys in the bullpen too. You know, we used to look at the starting rotation and figure out when we're going to need to slow down our catch play based on who was starting. When you throw in a Rodon, you know, as a bullpen, you're going to get basically a day off, or the two main guys are the guys that are going to end up throwing, because he's going to go 6 or 7 every time he's out there. It gives everybody a reset. But when you look, that's why the Mets rotation to me, it's not to be jumping all over the place, but like that is ridiculous. All right, so their projected lineup right now: Nimmo, Marte, Lindor, Alonso, McNeil, Canna, Vogelbach, Escobar, Nito. Bottom three are questionable.
Yeah.
Starting rotation. Verlander, Scherzer, Senga, Carrasco, Quintana, and the depth chart. I mean, they've got. I don't want to talk about it anymore. He's got a blank check. It's not fair. A private owner with a blank check is not fair.
It's insane the amount of money that they're throwing out there.
So with the penalties, it's going to be over $400 million their payroll this year. Unless they obviously strip some payroll, but I don't know where they're going to strip it from.
I don't think so.
Bobby Bonilla, they're going to hand Bobby Bonilla's contract off to someone else?
But I'm good to go to a Aussie lingo if you want it.
Oh, okay. Big W.
A big W? I mean, gut instinct would be like a dub or like a win.
Yeah. It's the name of our retail store over here. It's just like our Kmart. It's called Big W. And the only reason I have it is because I got an ad when I was looking it up.
I see. I knew it wasn't going to be a win because I knew you said that. And so I knew it had to be something else, but I could not figure it out.
Also, Melbourne Aces travel to New Zealand for a four-game series and get all four games washed out due to rain. I've never in my life had that happen to me before.
That's crazy.
So that's a first. We traveled all the way to another country, sat there for 4 days, and traveled all the way back without. We played two innings of baseball, and then the heavens opened up.
Right.
So that's your Melbourne Aces update for the week.
Well, that is a heck of an episode, if I do say so myself.
Well done, Maddie. You can finish it off.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Farm on, farm often.
Yes.
Watch this blitzball clip. Wow, that was a really good blitzball clip. And we'll see you next Wednesday.
Wednesday. Wednesday.
Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook, the crown is yours.